From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iran rejects allegations that its recent long-range missile test violates United Nations Security Council resolutions. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday that, contrary to the claims of the United States and France, Iran's missile tests have nothing to do with Resolution 2231, which only mentions missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. Samantha Powers, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., she said the U.S. will seek appropriate action.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate U.N. Security Council resolutions, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
Russia's prime minister said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interests and defeat the Islamic State, and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with the Russia TV channel, Dmitry Medvedev said that it is not important to Russia who leads Syria in the future, so long as it is not ISIS. In Washington on Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, declaring that a ground offensive in that country is not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
His comments came as U.S. and Russia reached an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Obama said that was the only issue the two countries agreed on since Russia began its contentious military campaign at the end of September. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The recent surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians continued Saturday, with four Palestinians killed after trying to attack Israelis in separate incidents. Saturday's attacks in the West Bank city of Hebron at a police checkpoint and at a police checkpoint in East Jerusalem are the latest in a series of Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings, that have killed seven Israelis.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms violence directed against innocent people. And believe that Israel has a right to maintain basic law and order and protect its citizens from knife attacks violence on the streets.
The president is sending Secretary of State John Kerry to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu next week. The surge in violence between Palestinians and Jews began nearly a month ago. Rumors spread through Arab neighborhoods that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This is a charge that Israel denies. Earlier this week, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that he's willing to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to end the spike in violence, but so far there has been no announcement of any meeting. A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is swirling towards the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rains and catastrophic flooding on the main island of Luzon. Authorities have begun canceling flights, and local officials are conducting forced evacuations of coastal regions and flood-prone areas. The storm has sustained winds of 200 kilometers per hour. The stability of the world is directly linked to climate change and its impact on food security for billions of people, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Saturday. Kerry argued that unrest tied to agricultural failure caused by climate change poses an international threat, and he urged attendees at a conference to act quickly.
Later this year, the world will come together at the United Nations Climate Conference in Paris. And we need every country on the same page, all pushing for an ambitious, durable, and inclusive agreement that will finally put us on the path towards a global clean energy future.
Kerry was speaking at the Milan Expo in Italy, a conference focused on food security issues. A friendly fire airstrike from the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen killed at least 20 fighters and wounded 20 others on Saturday. The incident happened while coalition forces in pursuit of Shiite Houthi rebels in southern Yemen struck a pro-government military encampment. The fighters had just forced the Houthis from the camp when the airstrikes hit them. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.